A couple of text messages before we go to Michelle Bishop. Carl from Cronulla says, Seraldo, Robbo, Trent Robinson and Craig Fitzgibbon were all defensive coaches. That is true, Carl. Very good point, too. And this one from DK11. Cherry Evans got the Titans Player Award yesterday from the Titans. No, he didn't get the 3 points. He got the two.
No.
Didn't get the three.
Josh Allier might have got a few points for some of that. What about that defensiveness on the line? Wow, Josh, wow. He's got the jeans in for the trip to the Gold Coast stuff. 13 minutes to 8. It is time for a sports update.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
May we say, too, thank you to all our listeners who participated in what was a fairly difficult program to present on Friday morning, but sharing experiences, we sort of really engaged in the mental health space in light of the tragic death of Paul Green. And, Michelle, we do have an update on funeral arrangements now for Paul Green.
Yeah, Bossy, a public funeral will be held on August 30 at a venue very close to Paul's heart. It's the Wynnum Manly's home ground where it all began for Green. And I believe plans are also in place to have it live streamed. So Rick Green, the brother of Paul Green, spoke yesterday, very brave, about his family's overwhelming sadness. And he said it'll be a celebration of an awesome life that Paul lived and the wonderful things that he did. Still, everybody, you know, close to Paul Green is still coming to terms with what's happened. I believe the Cowboys may even be given a bit of time off this week to grieve. It's just been such a terrible ordeal for everybody. This morning, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold, there's an article in the Telegraph. He's spoken about some of the things in relation to the pressure of coaching and, in fact, the pressure on players in professional sport. He said that many turn to drugs, alcohol and gambling in retirement. And I must stress, this is not, you know, connected to Paul Green's situation at all. This is purely coming from Graham Arnold and his experiences. It's tough that we're going to keep talking about this sort of stuff, but we really need to because it's a huge issue. He says the most natural drug there is, the worst one of all, is adrenaline in sport. It is brutal. It certainly can be costly and it's hard to deal with. So in retirement, many players and coaches feel worthless, like you have no purpose in life anymore. He's admitted to experiencing that sort of stuff, some mental battles when he retired the first time, didn't want to leave the house, didn't want to socialise, and still really looking for that thrill and that adrenaline rush. And he's actually gone as far as to say that he's urged every professional athlete to get off social media. He says, plain and simple, it is bad for your mental health.
Probably sage advice, to be quite honest. Just a few other points. One of our listeners saying that reports in the Sydney Morning Herald over the weekend that Papalihi's manager, that's Isaiah Papalihi, has confirmed his commitment to the Tigers next year. Haven't heard it mentioned this morning. That's true. The article said the manager said that, pass on the message, he'll be there in November for off-season training. Or maybe he won't be because the World Cup's on. But anyway, that's what he said. He'll be there after the World Cup. Now, the West Tigers, where he'll be turning up to, is the Centre of Excellence. Is it opening today?
It is. Gee, the irony, good. The West Tigers sitting last on the NRL table on the very day they walk into their brand new Centre of Excellence in Concord for the first time. It's a $78 million structure inspired by a visit from guys over there went to the LA Dodgers and the New York Giants. Now, as you enter, there'll be a life-size Benji Marshall poster that's plastered there for a bit of inspiration. But wait for this. Ice baths, heat baths, steam room, sauna, a multi-lane swimming pool with a mosaic West Tigers logo. The gym's arguably the biggest of all in the NRL now. They've got a mini-scaled league field, a theatre, sleeping room, mental health hub, barbecue area, juice bar and a barber. You can also take a walk down memory lane. You walk past tributes from Balmain, West Tigers and West players.
Don't go so fast. You said a barber? They have a barber at their set of excellence? You said, what, a full-time barber?
How often will they need a haircut? Serious.
I'm not sure. How much do you guys get your haircut?
What, can you walk in off the street and get a haircut? Otherwise,
I don't think so.
So one of the players is the actual barber. He's cutting hair.
That is actually a thing, guys. The West Tigers have put three or four people through TAFE to become barbers. I've got that story coming up on 7 News in a couple of days' time. So absolutely, that's the thing. Now, guys, also
Did I blow that story then?
Yeah, I think you have.
No,
yeah.
No, it's all good. Wait for this one, Brandy. You'll love this one. They have a huge wrestling arena.
Shock horror.
Purpose-built wrestling arena.
Do they have a woodwork room?
Well, that's right, Michelle. Every team does wrestle. There's wrestling training for every team. Just let me butt in for a moment. It's a sports update, and sport as it's happening. Will Zalatoris has just rolled in a 12-foot par putt to finish at 15 under. The only player that can beat him. So he's 15 under. Seb Straka has just lobbed his approach shot about 20 foot left of the pin. So he's got a birdie putt to go to win the tournament. Otherwise, they'll go to a playoff.
All right, Brandy. Well, now we're under pressure because we've got to very quickly come up with our Drinkwise Unmissable Moments. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise. My Drinkwise Unmissable Moment for the weekend, the Roosters' front row, all scoring tries. First time in 40 years that a Roosters' starting front row had all scored tries. Verrills, Lodge, Wairua, Hargreaves, a Drinkwise Unmissable Moment you couldn't possibly have forecast. Brandy.
Nice.
The Titans winning only their... They were 1 from 16 coming into yesterday's game against Manly. And the fact they were able to win at home and give their poor, suffering fans something to cheer about, the Titans get my unmissable moment.
Hadn't won since Magic Round. And Michelle Bishop, your Drinkwise unmissable moment.
Little left of field because it's entering spoilt brat territory. Scotty Scheffler walking across the putting line of Cam Smith at St Jude. It was just to let him know that he wasn't happy about his potential defection to the Live Golf Series. My 3-year-old niece would do something like that.
Oh, well, just throwing her
immature,
the
grow up.
There we go.
You put him on
all
the
right,
A-grader.
Great day. Yeah, an A-grader. You get the last hour off when Matty Johns and Cameron Smith step up to the plate. So have a great day and we'll follow your stories on Channel 7 News. Michelle Bishop with the sports updates here on The Breakfast Show with Vossie and Brandy.
Thanks, Michelle.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.